Lessons from the sea. How many of you like to go to the ocean? Just stand at the beach and look, yeah. Listen to the waves, play in the waves, look for starfish, do all those sort of things. We're going to go deeper in the sea a little bit. Let's open in prayer. Father, thank you for this time, for this message that you have given me. I pray, God, that your Spirit would take it and send it to the hearts and the ears and the minds of those that need this message, Lord. I thank you and I praise you for all that you've done for us. I pray that you would bless Pastor Ray and his family as they spend time together, as they just relax and have a good time together. Bring them back, bring Ray and Giselle back refreshed and safely. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. If you would stand while we read the word. For those of you who do bring your Bibles, Mark chapter 34, 38 through 41. That day, when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let's go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along, just as he was, in the boat. There were also other boats with them. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down and was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." Those of us who grew up in church, children's church, Sunday school, we've heard this story a million times. Those of us who haven't, if you haven't, this is a story that's written three times in the scriptures. Matthew, Mark, and Luke share this story in their own version. And for the most part, they're pretty accurate with each other. Obviously, each has a different view of the story. They have a different angle of that. But for the most part, it's a synoptic. It's what we call the synoptic gospels. It's similar. What I'm going to do is break this down just a little bit, because as I was thinking through the storms that we've been going through, all the hurricanes in the Pacific and the Atlantic Ocean and all of the things that have been happening, the earthquake in Mexico, all the storms of our natural realm, we very often have storms in the physical realm, in our bodies, in our circumstances, in all of the things that happen to us as humans. And I don't know of anyone who has never had a storm in their lives. If you have never had a storm in your life, I really want to talk to you, okay? I want to know how you do this, because I have never not had a storm. Sometimes I even get storms in my brain, and I go to my husband and say, "I've got a storm in my brain," and he kind of looks at me and says, "Uh-oh." He knows there's trouble coming, because he knows he's probably going to have to do it, whatever it is. So I know we have storms. We have things that cause trouble for us. Who doesn't have a storm? We have financial storms when there's not enough money for the end of the month and the month has only just begun. How many of us have been there? We have a storm when we possibly may have a car accident. That can create a storm in our lives. We have to scurry and try to find a different car, a different schedule, a different everything. We have storms of death in the family. That can create a storm in our lives. Rearrangement of who stays where, who does what, you know, possibly kids, whole nine yards. That can create a storm in our families. We have storms of changes in our lives, circumstances changing in our lives. Having to move can be a storm. Any of number of these things, and I'm sure you can come up with more examples than that. And I thought about some of the storms in my life and how we dealt with them, sometimes very well and sometimes not so well. My guess is we don't always deal with them as well as we'd like to. we look back at the other side of it and say, you know, I could have done this a little better, or maybe I could have done that. And we do that. But this story was kind of a physical one for the disciples, and it was a spiritual one and a natural one with the storm and everything. This took place on the Sea of Galilee. The Sea of Galilee is only about 13 miles long. It's not very big. I suppose 13 miles long would be big if you had to row it, but it is not huge. It's not like the ocean. It's fairly small. It is about 150 feet deep, so it's fairly deep. It's 608. I can't read my writing here, but that's okay. The idea is it's not very big. It's not huge. It's surrounded by mountains. It's below sea level. So that means storms can come up rather quickly because the winds flow uphill on the backside of the mountains. It flows back down to the ocean. It hits the water rather and creates storms. Some of the storms are small storms. Some of them are big ones. The scripture uses the word squall. A squall is a storm that comes up suddenly. My husband was a weather guy, so he knows these things. He'll probably correct me later, but the squalls come up quickly. You don't often have warning of them. You don't always get, we're going to have a squall today. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. The scripture begins with that day when evening came. That sounds like a contradiction, but it's really not. Could be the end of the day, while it was still light. Some of the commentaries say that this type of storm doesn't usually happen at night. They usually happen during the daytime. And it makes sense because of the winds and the way that works. But the scriptures indicate that this storm happened at night. So we'll go with that. The point of it is the storms can happen any time. We don't always get warning. We may see some of the signs, like if we're going to have a financial storm and we look at our checkbook ahead of time and we see that things are not going to work, that may lead to a storm. We may get that ahead of time. Very often we don't see the car accident happening or the death in the family happening. We very often don't see signs of the storm coming. That means that our first lesson is to be ready. Lesson number one is to be ready, to hold on to Jesus. Hold on to Jesus. Always, even before the storm, hold on to Jesus. During the storm, when you see that storm is happening, hold on to Jesus. That's the best thing that we can do during a storm. One of our favorite scriptures, my husband's and my favorite scripture, is, I saw the Lord always before me. Think of this picture as you hear this. Look at this picture as you hear this in your head. I saw the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I will not be shaken. I will not be shaken. He's at my right hand. The picture that I always get, my husband always gets, is we're standing holding onto Jesus' hand, and as we're walking, he's with us. We won't fall. We won't falter. He's with us. I will not be shaken. Let us go to the other side. Jesus had a plan. Don't the scriptures tell us that God has a plan for us? We all can quote it. God has a plan for us. We need to learn to trust in that plan. God has a plan. He knows, he's preparing, he's getting everything ready for us. He has that plan in mind. Our second lesson is to trust. Trust. God said, Jesus said, let us go to the other side. That to me sounds like a plan. We're going to the other side. There may be a storm, but God said, let's go to the other side. Promise? Yeah, I think so. Despite all that happens, God is promising to take us to the other side. We trust in him. He'll get us through to the other side. My favorite scripture, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. He will make your paths straight. Trust in him. Trust in him. God has a plan. Trust him. Storms happen any time of day or night. They happen any way they can possibly happen. God has a plan. Trust in Him. So we get into the actual storm. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. You betcha a storm is going to swamp us. It's going to overflow us. We're going to be overcome with it. We're going to be overwhelmed with it. Whatever that storm is, we're overwhelmed with it. It surprises us. If we haven't had any warning, it surprises us. A sudden death, a sudden accident, something that we haven't foreseen, it's going to surprise us. We feel swamped. We feel lost. We feel overwhelmed with it. We just can't get over it. How many times have you felt swamped in a storm? Loss of a job, a sudden loss of a job. Sorry, you're done. We have too many people. First one hired, last one fired. Something happened in your job. Sorry, you're done. Here's your pink slip, go home. Wow, that can overwhelm you, huh? Yeah. Having to leave a job because of something going on. Having to move. That can be overwhelming. By the way, I hate packing. So I'm really not interested in moving. If we ever have to move, I'm not planning to move. But just know that I hate packing. So you all might get a call saying, come help me pack because I don't like it. None of us like packing. None of us like, well, I don't know, maybe somebody likes moving, but I don't. The fact is we all have storms. The lesson here is that we will all have tribulation. We will all have our storms. Jesus overcomes those tribulations. Amen. Let me say that again. Jesus overcomes those tribulations. Amen. Oh, a few of you are awake. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Hallelujah. I have overcome the world. The storm can happen any time, day or night. The storm can happen any time. We can trust in God because He has a promise. He has a plan for us. We'll get to the other side. You will have tribulation. We all have tribulation. But God says, I have overcome the world. What a thing to lean on, knowing that whatever you're going through, God has overcome. God has overcome. A subpart of that is, in the middle of this storm, four of those disciples were seasoned fishermen. Peter, Andrew, James, and John were seasoned fishermen. What does that tell me? It tells me that storms hit the most seasoned Christian, and storms hit the youngest Christian. Storms hit even the unsaved. What a mission field there, huh? When someone comes to you and says, man, I got this storm going on, I got this thing going on. What a place to witness to. Jesus still overcomes the world, overcomes the storm. Storms hit no matter who you are, whether you're rich or poor, whether you're got a job or not, storms come. Seasoned fishermen, seasoned Christians. I've been a Christian for 40 plus years. I've been a pastor for 20 years. I still have storms. They come. They happen. We're not exempt. But remember, Jesus gave us a promise. We'll go to the other side. Storms happen any time, day or night. Jesus gave us the promise. We need to learn to trust in Him. He gives us the promise. In this world, we will have tribulation. He has overcome the world. God knows what's going on. None of these things really surprise Him, do they? If He's overcome it and He knows, He understands it. How many times have we sat there with our trial, our tribulation, our storm, and said, God, you just don't understand. Yeah. Yeah, when we were in Connecticut, we were pastoring and we had a lot of circumstances. I won't go into all the details, but we ended up having to close our church. We had struggled with it for a long time, and we saw the writing on the wall. We had to close the church. And for a long time, I went through, God, you just don't understand. You haven't been there before. You just don't understand what we're going through. It was like a death in the family to me, having to close our church and send our people elsewhere to other churches, having to move on, find out where else God was calling us in ministry. I came pretty close to getting rid of my credentials, came pretty close to just saying, hang it. God, you just don't understand. You don't know what we're going through. In reality, God really did know what we're going through. The scripture says, because he himself suffered. He was tempted. He was able to help those who are being tempted. He's able to help those who are being tempted by giving up, by letting go, by not hanging on. I have overcome the world. Let's go to the other side. I'll get you through this. Through many years, a lot of counseling, a lot of prayer, I've overcome that. God has put me in a new place, a better place. We're here. This is the best place on earth as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, God understood. It's easy to doubt during those storms. Very easy to do that. Other scripture says, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. That's where we were at. We needed grace and mercy in our time of need. I did. I know I did. It was a tough time for me. And God gave us grace and mercy. So we go through the storm and we sit there and we say, Jesus, you don't understand what we're going through. God says, yes, I do. I've been there. I gave you a promise. We'll take you to the other side. The storm may hit any time. I gave you a promise. We're going to the other side. Trust me. Here we are. We've learned to trust him. So these disciples are pretty upset right now. They're pretty bugged because Jesus is back there sleeping. He's had a rough day. Ministry can wear you out. He has just been ministering. You know, feeding 5,000 people isn't easy. You know, doing all the ministry that he was doing, he was sleeping. That tells us, A, he's human. We need rest. Jesus, the God, the human man of Jesus needed rest. But the God part of man knew what was going on. He got up, he rebuked the wind and said to the waves, quiet, be still. That word quiet, peace, be still. Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. In the Message version, it says the wind ran out of breath. I kind of like that. That was fun. I like to read the scriptures through different versions and kind of get a feel for it. And the Message is kind of not a real translation, but it gives us an idea of a modern way that we would say it. And the wind ran out of breath. Wow, what a miracle, huh? Pretty cool. Jesus heard their cries. He was still sleeping, but he heard their cries. They came and they woke him up, and because he understood them emotionally, he knew where they were at emotionally, he knew where they were at physically, he heard their cries, and he came and he rescued them. He got up and he spoke to the wind and the waves. He rescued them from the storm. They were scared. Ever been through a storm and not been scared? Not me. Not me. A friend and I were once talking, and she said, you need to embrace your chickenness. And I said, yep, you're right. I'm a chicken sometimes. I get scared. The lesson here is we need to understand what Jesus, understand who Jesus is. We know who he is. Cast all your cares on him, all your anxiety on him, for he cares for you. Trust him. Cast all your anxiety on him. So many times I get people coming into the office with anxiety, and it's so simple and easy to say, just give it to Jesus. It sounds so easy. I know it's not. I know it's difficult. We work through it together, but that's the key, is we need to just cast our anxiety on him. Let him have it. He knows better than us how to deal with it. He said to his disciples, why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? Sounds to me like a little time to process. As a counselor, I have to process a lot. Process with people how they're feeling, how they're thinking, things like that. Especially after a trial, especially after what they've come in for. Before I let them go, before I release them and let them go into the world without having to come back to counseling, I process with them. What went right for you? What went well for you? What didn't go well for you? Why were you afraid here? What did this feel like? And I've had to do that as well with my counseling. But this was a time, in my mind's eye, I see, this is not totally scriptural, but in my mind's eye, I see Jesus doing this with them. Why are you so afraid? Why are you so afraid? What's going on here? Don't you understand yet? Don't you get it yet? The scripture tells us to let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance. Listen. The next lesson is learn from it. Learn from it. Let's learn from what goes on in our lives so that when the next trial comes, when the next storm comes, maybe we can apply some of the things that we've learned from the last one. We're not going to be exempt from storms. Remember, they happen all the time, anytime. God still gives us the promise. He says, let's go to the other side. We're still going to hang on. We're still going to get through it. We're going to get to the storm. We're going to have to learn how to trust. We're going to have to learn that Jesus has been there, knows what we've gone through, understands what we've gone through. Have to learn to trust it. Give yourself time to think about it. When you've got time to think about it, give yourself time to, you might even want to talk to someone about it. Give yourself time to talk to someone. You know, I just went through this storm. I just went through this trial. I just went through the death in my family. I just need to talk about it a little bit. And that's okay. That's a healthy thing to do. It's a good thing to do. Get wisdom. Somebody may have something to share with you. You know, well, maybe you could have done this differently, or what do you think you could have done differently? A little processing is good for us. Just my mind's eye as to how Jesus might work that. Just a little sidebar. But they were still terrified, and they asked each other, who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him. The disciples ended up learning about who Jesus was. They learned about his power, who he was. They learned about his the power over nature. They learned about his promise. He promised to never leave them, and he didn't leave them. At the end of it all, Jesus says, later on, he says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. My peace I give you. I do not give it to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. This peace is translated, gives you the idea of tranquility. Hebrew the Hebrew word here gives us a lot of descriptions of peace, and in this one it's tranquility, the quiet. Beside the still waters, green pastures. That's the kind of peace Jesus gives us. That's the kind that we can have through the storm, holding on to Jesus, knowing that he's got us, going to take us to the other side. it hurts to have a storm. It hurts to have something going on that we haven't planned for. It hurts when somebody that we love, that we're close to, passes away. It hurts when we have a financial storm. It's scary. The clouds are rolling around, the thunder is roaring, the lightning is going off. It's scary. It's not a fun place to be. We'd rather live on the mountaintop where the views are pretty and the skies are blue and the sun's shining and we're above the clouds, and those are great places to live. But we have to have the storm sometimes so that we can grow, we can mature. No doubt these disciples grew through this. They learned to trust Jesus. I would like to think they learned to trust Jesus. But they were human. They still had the problems when they didn't always trust. And we do the same thing. But in the end, Jesus says, "Peace I give you." Not the way the world gives peace. The world's peace is conditional. Jesus' peace gives it to us, and the gift of grace. This morning, I know that some of you are having storms in your life. My guess is quite a few of you. I don't know all the storms in your life. I know some of them. I don't have all the details, and I don't need all the details. The Holy Spirit knows all those details. But this morning, if you're going through a storm, you're going through something that's uncertain to you, that's scary to you, that you need help with, you need prayer for, I'd like you to raise your hand, and I'd like others around you to see that, upraised hand. There's one. There's others. Look around. He was recently in the hospital. Would a couple of men go pray for him, please? There's a hand up there in the back. Look around, please, and join around in prayer. We need to take time to pray for our brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. Yep. Pray for Mr. Myers. Others have needs. If you don't have a need, if you don't have a storm going on right now, would you just spend a few moments in prayer? Praying for these others. We all have storms in our life. Yes, another hand over here. Could some of the ladies come over here and pray for Terry, please? Thank you. Thank you. We don't want anybody missed. Thank you. Father, just as you have calmed the sea, calmed the storm for these disciples, I pray that you would take our storms, Lord, that we're going through, and help us through them, Lord. You've given us a promise that you will take us to the other side. You've given us hope. And I pray for these that are being prayed for, Lord. I pray, God, that whatever their storm is, whatever their need is, God, that you would supply their need. Whether it be a physical need, a spiritual need, a financial need, whatever that need is, God, I pray that you would just supply that need, that you would give them peace, that shalom peace, that passes all of our understanding, that we don't get, we can't comprehend, but you comprehend that peace, God. I pray that you would just put that peace in their hearts, Lord. I pray that you would just minister as you know how, the Holy Spirit knows how, in each one of these people, Lord. I pray, God, as we go through our weeks and our days and our months, Lord, that as we enter into a storm, whether it's something that we may have an idea that it's coming or something that suddenly comes on us, God, I pray that you would keep us safe through them, Lord, that you would teach us through these storms, Lord. I thank you, I praise you. I give you glory for this. I thank you, God, for this day. I pray, God, that as we move from this place into our homes or places that we're going, Father, that you would give us protection. That you would have put a hedge of protection around about us. And I pray, God, that as we enter into our mission field outside these doors, that you would help us to minister to the world, encourage them, be the light and the salt. I thank you. I praise you, God. Give you glory, Father. I pray all these things in the name of Jesus. And all God's people said, amen.
Amen.
Thank you. If you want to continue praying, please do. If you don't and you need to leave, please do so quietly. Thank you.